Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Last 25 minutes of the show today, Thursday, September the 12th. Thanks for listening to AFR. Tim, Ed, Fred, and now Steve Paisley. Jordahl, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you, sir?
I'm well.
I wanted to mention a couple things.
Sure.
Before we jump into
show.
I share the show. We were talking about Kamala Harris, the vice president, who's obviously the Democrat nominee, and how she's trying to fool people into believing that she's just, she's some kind of a political moderate. All right. And her record belies that over and over and over again. They're coaching her, her team. You don't need to state publicly you endorse and embrace what most people consider to be far left radical ideas. Even though you may hold those positions, you need to hide that.
Right.
Or disguise that, because that could hurt you in the general election. So she's trying to act like, now, remember in the debate, she goes, I'm not trying to take anybody's guns away. I'm a gun owner. And so is Tim Walz, as if she's, you know, hunting. She's in favor of public buybacks.
Yes, mandatory.
Mandatory. Okay, so this is an example. I'm just giving you an example. She says, okay. I'm for the Second Amendment, basically is what she's saying. Well, in the past, she says we need mandatory buybacks, right, Steve?
She did.
So how do you reconcile saying I'm not for taking anybody's guns away, and then previously she said I'm for mandatory gun buybacks? How do you reconcile that?
Not only is she a politician, she's a Democrat politician, so everything that comes out of her mouth is questionable. Don't believe a thing she says. Believe what she's done.
And what she's done in the past.
Yeah, what she has done has been nothing but socialist, Marxist, community.
Yeah, you know, I don't like it when people just name call and throw around terms that are inflammatory unless you can back it up with facts,
right?
To demonstrate that what you're saying is actually true.
Yeah,
let me mention two other things real quickly, and then I'll. And I've mentioned this before, but, I mean, they're just some of the best examples. Remember when we had the riots after George Floyd's death? Remember that? The riots,
yep,
especially big ones in Minneapolis,
yes,
right?
5 blocks of the city destroyed.
Destroyed. Jan Markell said you wouldn't believe it. I don't know if they're still like that or not, but it was terrible in Minneapolis. Remember the mayor and Walz, the governor? They didn't know what to do because they were liberals too, and they wanted to sympathize with the rioters. So he delayed.
Walz waited 2 days. The mayor of Minneapolis, yeah, appealed for help to help the
right. And Walz, governor, waited 2 days because I think he waited 2 days because he didn't want the National Guard to stop the rioters.
That is right.
Okay, but I digress. Remember that though. Kamala Harris, the vice president, tweeted out, at that time it was called a tweet, here, to everyone who followed her, go and help pay the bail for the rioters. Mm-hmm. Here's how you can do that. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
That's not mainstream,
right?
In any way, shape, or form. That's not moderate. Go and pay bail for the people who are burning down the city of Minneapolis. That's what she was saying with her actions there was that I agree. This is my interpretation, okay? If you disagree with that, that's fine. What she was saying was, I agree with the violent protest going on in Minneapolis, and these people who are burning down the city should not be held accountable for their actions because their cause is just.
Yeah.
Now, is that a crazy way to interpret her saying help pay for the bail for these people?
No, it's not crazy. And the problem here is that one of the problems is that the moderators for ABC, David Muir and Lindsay Davis, could have easily, quote-unquote, fact-checked Kamala Harris during the debate.
On a number of these issues.
Because she said, Tim and I are gun owners. We're not taking anyone's guns away. A fair and impartial journalist would have said, well, Madam Vice President, in 2019, you said that you support mandatory gun buybacks from the federal government. So how do you reconcile the statement you just made with what you said in 2019? Because what Kamala Harris would have had to do all night on Tuesday is say, yeah, I did say that, but I've changed my mind.
A fair and impartial moderator would have just kept their mouth shut for everybody. Ask the questions. Let the other candidate challenge it if you want to, but that was the worst performance.
Yeah, but don't fact-check Trump and then fact-check her.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's
what I'm saying. If you want to fact-check Trump, fine, but also fact-check her.
Yes.
Let me finish this one point here. I mean, Fred, you can just unleash if you want to. But I want to give you another example how she is not a moderate in any way, shape, or form. She's not even a traditional liberal. She's out there, way out there on the left. I mean, like walking the plank, about to fall off into the water. Here's what she did. You remember when, and she's a race baiter all day, every day, all day, every day. I'll give you that. You say, well, how do you know that, Tim? Give me an example. Okay. Do you remember, and I mentioned this the other day, sometimes I feel like I'm Sean Hannity. I just say the same thing every day. And I like Sean Hannity, but he does repeat himself. Every hour and a half.
And he repeats, starts over. And he repeats himself.
Yes. Yes, he does. All right. So anyway, remember when the Jussie Smollett story broke. Remember that actor who completely made up a story for attention for himself, said he was attacked by MAGA, two MAGA Republicans carrying bleach at 2 a.m.
with a noose
in Chicago,
which is MAGA country.
Yeah, MAGA, big MAGA country there, downtown Chicago at 2 a.m. in the morning. Got home. Remember, he went to Subway.
Yeah.
He was attacked on the way home.
Well, on the way to his hotel or whatever that was.
Yes. So he made it home or hotel or whatever. He made it there with his sandwich.
And the noose around his neck.
And a noose around
left
his neck.
Left it on his neck.
He left the noose on his neck and then called the cops, and they came and verify his story.
Yeah.
So anyway, everybody knew from the moment that story hit that was just bogus from the start. Well, what did Kamala Harris, the vice president, wasn't she the vice president? Was she a senator? Was this prior?
Yeah.
Was this prior to, this was, excuse me, she was not vice president. No. She was a senator.
Yeah.
This is prior, and I think she was running for president.
She may have been, but you will notice that there are no race riots while the Democrats are in office. They only happen when Republicans are leading things. So this was during Donald Trump's.
Okay. Yeah, this was January 29, 2019.
Okay. Yeah. She tweeted that what happened to Jussie Smollett was a, quote, modern-day lynching. She didn't even let the story and the facts come out before 24 hours into it. She's race-baiting. She's saying, what happened to Jussie Smollett did happen. Mm. I agree with him, and I buy his story. And it was a lynching. It was a modern-day lynching what happened to him. So that's the judgment. This is the judgment process of a person we want potentially in charge of our country. And listen, does racism exist? Yeah, it has probably since we've had races. But if racism is a problem and needs to be talked about and discussed, it needs to be proven. It doesn't need to be used as a dividing inflammatory issue to make people. And I'm thinking to myself, she's out there saying all Donald Trump wants to do is divide us. And I'm going, you're saying you're paying for the people bail to burn down Minneapolis. And you're saying Jussie Smollett's story is real and they tried to lynch him. And Who's trying to divide us by race?
Right.
By stirring that up.
Yeah.
Huh? Go ahead, Fred. The floor is yours.
You've waited patiently.
Yes, I mean, Fred.
Ed and Tim, no. What you're saying, all good points that you're making. But here's the thing. This research that you were just dealing with on Kamala, her history.
Right.
Not one question in that debate the other night. Kamala Harris, you said on this date, you said these things. You said these things about the riots in Minneapolis. You have said in the past, Medicare for all. Let's talk about that. How are you going to make that happen, Kamala Harris? There were so many things that she could be checked on, and they were totally ignored.
Well, Fred. One
question I would have asked, when did you change your mind on these issues? If I was a moderator, when did you change your mind on this? How come we didn't hear these things for the last 3.5 years that you've been vice president? Mm-hmm. Why have you been hiding your opinion from the American people? You know, she comes up, she gets away with, I've kept my values.
She has.
My values haven't changed.
Values haven't changed. So what value?
Just my positions.
Yeah. What value were you supporting back when you were against fracking, and now you say you're okay with it? Explain that to us.
Yeah. Also, her response on Israel was just convoluted. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
She's asked about Israel. She basically says, "I support Israel and Hamas."
Yeah.
Because she says Hamas is a terrorist organization. On the one hand, and then a minute later, she's going, but we need a two-state solution with Hamas and Israel having a two-state solution. Mm-hmm. What she's trying to do right there, she's trying to make the Hamas supporters happy.
Yes.
And say she still stands for Israel. Mm-hmm. And Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israelis are going, we can't have this anymore. You can't have it both ways like that.
Fred, I think you're being unfair to the ABC moderators. They had to have plenty of time to talk about January 6th. Everybody still cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't try to ask the vice president about how she's changed her issues.
I just want to come to the defense of Jussie Smollett. Smollett. It might not be well known, but the noose around his neck was later discovered to be a rope with a handle that you use to pull down garage doors. So,
like what happened at Talladega with that boat?
Are you making a joke there?
I remember that story.
Yep.
Just nooses were turning up everywhere.
Every single garage door had one.
Yes.
All right.
And listen, by the way, just so no one misunderstands, lynching was a terrible crime against black people and others. Other people were lynched. Do you know that there was a bunch of Italians lynched in the 1800s?
Only you would know that.
No, I'm serious. So we're not joking, folks, about the crime of lynching and the abominable sin of lynching people. We're not joking about that. Right. We're joking about Jussie Smollett.
Jussie.
All right. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm just relaxing now. So after my rant last hour.
I remember you guys, I was listening the first hour, and you guys talked about Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris.
Mm.
Well, the Babylon Bee's making an observation. Taylor Swift, about 3/4 of her songs are about breaking up, right? So
I wouldn't know, but that's what I've read.
Yeah. So the headline for the Babylon Bee is "Woman Who Makes a Career Singing About Her Bad Choices Endorses Kamala."
That's good. Did you know that I read where you want a useless fact?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I can't have too many of those.
Okay. I got you a useless fact right here. Did you know that, speaking of music, that the average person stops listening to new music, generally speaking, but when they're like 31 or 32 years old.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it.
I'm trying to put myself in here because I always try to get myself
into that. You're double that, right?
Yeah. Now, I will say this. In terms of like going out of my way to find new bands or listen to whole albums, I don't do that anymore. That's probably true about me. But if I hear a snappy song, like, you know, playing over the credits of a movie, I will look that up and add it to my Spotify playlist. I don't know if you guys know this. Have you guys ever heard of Spotify?
Yeah.
All the young people are listening.
Yeah. Spotify. You know, you know, that's more in the summer, you know, when they're swarming around. You Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
You get your fly swatter out and you go for it. But anyway, most people, I think they hit the data is full or something at age 32, and they don't want to entertain the idea of listening to new music. So that's why always whatever era you're from, you go.
Best music ever.
And it's the oldies, right?
Yeah.
The oldies, but goodies.
I would also say not only does the hard drive start filling up, but if you're raising kids, you don't have time to sit. Who has time?
Right.
Remember when we were in college? We
listen
just
to a
lay
new
in
album?
Your bed, listen to a whole new album, because you got nothing else to do.
Right. No.
That's
no.
not true when you're raising
But anyway,
kids.
If you say Taylor for my generation, they're thinking James.
That's right. true. And he also is endorsing Kamala. I'm almost positive.
He's a liberal, too. Still got great music.
Yes. Yes,
all right, next story.
All right. We've been talking a little bit along the way about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. It was a traumatic event for a lot of people, including his wife, Melania. She has put out a little statement that says that she thinks that we're not getting the whole story. And what you don't see in this audio clip, obviously, I got this off of Don Lemon's feed. You're going to listen to her. Don Lemon had a video of himself underneath her while she was saying the statement, doing nothing but rolling his eyes and shaking his head. Listen to cut 14.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story. And we need to uncover the truth.
What's the ominous music?
Just whoever posted it.
Yeah, I think she put that there. But
yeah, you know, there are people on the far left. Now, listen, on the conservative side, there are far right nutcases too. All right, there's nutcases everywhere, increasingly. All right, but on the left, there are. I've read on X people on the left saying, I don't think he actually got shot. I think it was all faked. I mean, have you seen this kind of stuff?
Yes.
Somebody posted a question because they had an up-close screenshot of President Trump's right ear during the debate, and they said, if he got shot, where's the scar? There are people everywhere, and so it doesn't surprise me that Don Lemon was rolling his eyes.
What was Melania's... What did she say there at the end? What was her main point? She put that music behind there?
She did. The only clips I've ever seen of that, of her saying that, are accompanied by that music. So I don't know if somebody else
That's
did
not it. AI, right? That's really
no,
her.
No, that is really her. And I
okay,
think
what did she say now? If so-and-so, what did she say? Listen to that again. Play it again.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now... the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
I'm with Melania.
I agree.
I mean, this thing is. I'm afraid someone.
What do you guys agree with?
Memory hole. This.
Well, they are definitely doing that.
In other words. It seems like the investigation into it is over without answers. And that was what she brought up, the question about why didn't law enforcement arrest the shooter before. There are far more questions than just that.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's investigating this? If it wasn't for members of Congress who several weeks ago actually went to Butler, Pennsylvania, and started asking these questions— we wouldn't have even heard that stuff.
Why did they cremate the body within a week of the crime?
Who was he texting?
What kind of a 20-year-old bests the Secret Service and gets a shot off at the president and has encrypted accounts that are linked to foreign accounts.
Now, let me just say this. In fairness to the FBI, okay, and the Secret Service or whatever, maybe they are investigating this and we just don't know it. All right. I want to be fair. I'm sure there are members of the FBI who do their job. I just want to – I don't know why the FBI is not saying, hey, we are continuing to investigate and we're going to get to the bottom of
this.
Yeah,
they're not. According to the people that I'm listening to, they're trying to cover it up as fast as they can. Can you
imagine – what are they covering up? I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, no, that's a fine question.
When I ask questions, I don't mean I disagree with what you're saying.
Sure, sure.
Who's that covering what up?
The Secret Service is trying desperately to hide.
Is this your opinion you're about to give? Or are you giving the factual newsman Steve Jordo?
I am reporting what I have heard from sources who know. Mostly Dan Bongino, who I listen to his podcast, who's staying on this like a dog on a bone, that the Secret Service is so incompetent. It has been trailing. It always reacts to the last issue. They didn't have shoulder straps on their weapons until after 2000. Shoulder strap, you know, you can hang a gun there and do something else? No. So they are totally incompetent. They're trying, they're desperately to cover it up. And the guy that they're naming as the interim head was involved up to his neck in denying Donald Trump more protection when he was asked repeatedly.
See, those are all questions that I want answers. And Dan Bongino has background.
He was Secret Service.
He was
His
Secret
job
Service.
Was just he protected Donald Trump. He protected Donald Trump, or no, George Bush and Barack Obama.
Okay.
So he has much experience in this. And let me ask you this: can you imagine if someone took a shot at Joe Biden or Kamala Harris?
God forbid. We do not.
Oh, I do not.
We do not want
this.
That to happen.
Absolutely
folks.
Not. But what do you think? Do you think a month later that we wouldn't hear a word about it, especially if it was some guy that they could possibly link to MAGA?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't hear the end of it. We have such a profoundly corrupt media in this country. It just boggles my mind. It's so frustrating, and I'm so disappointed at times to be part of this industry because it just – right,
Well, Steve, you're one of the – You're one of the good guys.
Do you agree, Fred, about the media?
No question about it. We see it being demonstrated in the debate this week.
Right.
I mean, the bias that was shown there. You're exactly right. You know, it's really interesting. While you guys were talking in the last 45 minutes or so, the current Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, was giving a speech. Several networks were covering it live. And he was out there saying, I will not allow this department to be a political weapon for anyone.
So he's saying that they're getting threats.
Yes.
And if they are getting threats, and if they are from MAGA people, we roundly condemn that.
Yes.
That should not happen.
Yes.
But to say that they have been above politics, which is what his message is frankly an insulting lie.
Yes.
Right.
So expect Steve to get a visit from the Secret Service, the FBI.
And the IRS thrown in for good measure.
All right, Steve, enjoy your life.
I'll say hi to the Jason.
Wherever that may be in the future.
Jason Bourne. Jason, I would just turn myself in. You know, you can't go on like that, living like that, huh?
Yeah.
You'll get a fair shake.
All right. See you tomorrow for Trivia Friday. Have a great day.